previously on the Big Bang Theory.
I was offered a summer research fellowship at Princeton.
A fine institution. The place where Albert Einstein taught. And where Leonard got his PhD, so it may have gone downhill.
In the cafeteria.
Gentlemen, you may remember Dr. Nowitzki. She's back at Caltech for her postdoc.
Hello.
Hi.
Question. Are you seeking a romantic relationship with me?
What if I were?
Well, that would raise a number of problems. We're colleagues. I'm currently in a relation.
Ramona kisses Sheldon. Now he arrives at Amy's Princeton housing.
Amy.
Wearing a bathrobe, Amy startles. She opens the door to find Sheldon kneeling with a ring box. Amy stares down at him in shock. And now.
Will you marry me? One moment, please.
Really, you're going to answer that right now?
With Leonard, I don't want to be rude. Hello?
Oh, hey, where you been? We've been calling you for hours.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone was on airplane mode.
Why?
Because I was on an airplane.
Hey, put him on speaker. Yeah. Hey, where are you?
I came to Princeton to see Amy. It's a funny story, actually. I was having lunch with Dr. Nowitzki, and she kissed me.
Excuse
what?
Me? I'm sorry.
And in that moment, I realized that Amy was the only woman I ever wanted to kiss for the rest of my life. So I came to New Jersey to ask her to marry me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Sheldon.
Yeah, although there was one man whose blessing I needed first.
In a flashback.
I've thought about it, and I really want to spend the rest of my life with Amy. Do I have your blessing?
Well, Sheldon.
Sheldon video chats.
I think you should make her finger like Saturn and put a ring on it.
You asked Stephen Hawking and not her father?
Stephen Hawking's a genius. If he said no, I wasn't going to waste my time on her father.
But you did ask my father.
I did. He said yes. Although not in a robot voice, so it wasn't nearly as cool.
Okay, oh my God, I can't believe you guys are engaged.
We're not engaged yet. She's taking forever to answer.
Because you're on the phone.
We'll call you back.
Sheldon hangs up. Leonard's phone rings.
She said yes.
Congratulations!
Sheldon and Amy hug. The universe gives way to a rapid series of historical images throughout time, ending on the gang in the apartment. The Big Bang Theory. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Read by Christopher Flowers. Created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady. Sheldon uses his phone.
Mother, I have some good news to
share. We're engaged!
I am so happy for you, too, but I'm not surprised. I've been praying for this.
Well, God had nothing to do with it. It happened because I was kissing another woman, and it made me realize I wanted to be with Amy.
More than one woman was interested in you? I might have prayed a little too hard.
Wait, I want to let you know right now that we are not getting married in a church.
That's all right, Sheldon. Anywhere Jesus is a church.
Well, he won't be at our wedding.
He's in my heart. So if I'm there, he'll be there.
Okay, well then he's your plus one. You don't get to bring anyone else.
That's fine. Love you.
I love you too. Bye.
Mary hangs up.
Lord, thank you. Even though you can do anything, that was mighty impressive.
Sheldon makes another call.
We're engaged.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Tell me everything.
Well, Dr. Nowitzki was kissing me.
Okay, you can stop leading with that part of the story.
In Howard and Bernadette's room.
Congratulations, I'm so happy for you two. Hold on, I have to tell Bernadette. Hey, Bernie, guess what? Sheldon and Amy got engaged. Can you believe it?
Oh my God. I cannot believe it.
Bernadette holds a pregnancy test.
She's so happy, I think she's crying.
At home, Penny makes a cup of tea with Bernadette.
I think Sheldon's gonna want some weird Star Trek wedding.
I don't know.
Well, Leonard could barely finish the words Doctor Who wedding cake before I shut that down hard.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah, you're mean to Leonard, I heard you. I'm going to tell you something, but you can't freak out because I'm already freaking out.
Oh, my God. What is it?
I'm pregnant again.
What?
Penny gapes, then throws her head back and regains her composure.
Interesting.
Howard's going to lose his mind.
Wait, you haven't told him yet?
No.
You told me first? Oh, Bernie.
This wasn't supposed to happen. We were careful.
Yeah, I didn't even think you could get pregnant while you were breastfeeding.
Well, guess what? You can.
Hey, look, this is a good thing. Hallie's going to have a little brother or sister to play with.
I guess that would be pretty cute.
And, you know, I was a surprise to my parents, and my dad said it was the best thing that ever happened to them.
Okay. Maybe this baby actually is a blessing.
Oh, my God, honey, of course it is.
Penny steps away.
How am I pregnant again?
What were you thinking?
In Amy's Princeton housing, Sheldon types on his laptop.
All right, I'm all checked into my flight.
Well, I'm sad you're leaving. Why'd you only book a flight for one day?
I came here to propose. If you'd said no, I wouldn't want to stick around looking at your stupid face. Now, mind you, your face is only stupid in the no version of the story.
But I said yes, so I get a lifetime of this.
Yes, you do, smart face.
Why don't you stay a few extra days?
Well, I don't have any other clothes.
We'll get you some.
Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty particular.
Well, there's a comic book store less than a mile from here.
Perfect. Let's go shopping.
They head for the door.
Oh, and I'm having dinner with some colleagues tonight. I'm sure they'd love to meet you. Come on. What do you say?
Aw, you're nagging me. It's like we're already married.
Is that a yes or a no?
Geez, save some for the honeymoon.
At work, Leonard, Howard, and Raj eat in the cafeteria.
Look at Nowitzki over there. I can't believe she tried to steal Sheldon from Amy.
You know what? I'm going to go there and tell her that they're engaged now and that her little plan didn't work.
Because you're sticking up for Sheldon or because you're still mad she rejected you?
Too far away, I can't hear you.
Raj approaches Ramona.
Hello, Ramona.
Hello.
Why are you sitting by yourself? Oh, that's right. Sheldon's in New Jersey being engaged to Amy.
I heard.
Now that Sheldon's out of the picture, I could give you one more chance to go out with me.
Nope, I'm good.
You sure? I will not ask again.
I sincerely hope not.
Very well. I'm going to leave before this gets awkward.
Raj walks away. In Howard and Bernadette's kitchen.
Hey, want me to make dinner?
Sure, but first why don't you have a seat? There's something I need to show you.
Ooh, if it's how to make dinner, that'd be great.
Howard sits. Bernadette slides the pregnancy test across the table to him. Howard grins anxiously.
Is this a pregnancy test?
Yes.
Howard looks at the results.
That means positive?
Yes.
No. No!
Yes.
No! How could this even happen? We were careful.
Well, we did.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No! Yes! Okay. Well, what are we gonna do?
What do you mean, what are we gonna do? We're gonna have another baby.
No!
Stop that!
No!
Yes!
I'm trying!
Look, I know it's scary, but we're both responsible adults. We can do this.
You really think so?
No!
Raj enters the comic book store.
Hey, Stuart.
Oh, hey, Raj. What can I help you with?
I need to buy an engagement gift.
Well, you came to the wrong place.
It's for Sheldon and Amy.
No way! They're engaged?
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting news. Who'd have thought Sheldon and Amy would be the next two to tie the knot?
Tell me about it. I'm the one who caught the bouquet at Leonard and Penny's wedding.
Okay, you know, they might like this. Superman and Wonder Woman's kind of romantic.
You know what? Why am I buying them a gift? They have love. Screw them and their happiness. What do you have for someone who's bitter and alone?
Literally everything.
At a restaurant.
Sheldon, these are the heads of my research team.
Hello.
Dr. Zane, Dr. Harris, this is my fiancé, Dr. Sheldon Cooper. That's the first time I've said that, and it kind of gave me the goosebumps.
Dr. Cooper, we are so excited to meet you.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. But if you'd like, I could autograph your menus after dinner. But I better not see those on eBay.
No. We're just excited to meet the man who landed this brilliant woman here.
Oh, that wasn't hard. She threw herself at me. Now, getting the universe to show me its naughty bits, that took some doing.
Sheldon's a physicist.
Oh, that's nice.
Amy, I recently read your paper on lesions in the olfactory receptors in the brain. It was inspired.
Oh, well, I guess it didn't stink. And if it did, that rat wouldn't have known it.
I'm sorry. I'm sure you don't want to sit here and listen to a bunch of work talk.
Oh, no, I love it. Yeah, but let's talk about work. Amy's work, my work. Yeah, why don't we start with my work?
Actually, I do have a question for Dr. Cooper. When Amy first told you about her approach to synaptic tracing, did you think it was going to revolutionize the field?
Really? That's your question? What are you, Entertainment Tonight? You know what? I'm going to give you a better question. Here, Dr. Cooper, I heard you were working on a top secret project for the U.S. military. Why don't you tell us about that? See, that's a great question.
Okay, what was that like?
Oh, I can't tell you. That is top secret.
Amy looks embarrassed. Department.
Boy, that was exhausting. Yeah, no offense, but your colleagues are pretty rude.
Really? They were rude?
Yes. I just kept talking about you and how great you are. No matter how many times I brought me up.
No, these are my colleagues and they want to talk about my work. Why does that bother you so much?
Because I was there. It's like having Optimus Prime over to dinner and not asking him to turn into a truck.
You know what, Sheldon? You're not always the smartest person in every room. You may not even be the smartest person in this room.
Oh, I am sorry. What, is Neil deGrasse Tyson hiding behind the couch? Because if he is, he's not that smart. It's pretty dusty back there.
Amy walks away.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm storming off to my room.
What, then where am I supposed to storm off to?
Well, you're so smart. Why don't you figure it out?
Amy enters her room. Sheldon stands awkwardly and looks around.
Is there another bedroom? Perhaps a den?
At home, Leonard and Penny dine with Howard and Bernadette.
So, how are you guys doing with all the new events in your room?
Good. You know, obviously it was a surprise. There was some crying and some yelling.
Some suggestion of makeup sex that did not go over well, even though it's not like we can get more pregnant.
But then we realize that it's a gift in the sense that we didn't ask for it and we may not have chosen it.
We already have one.
You know, whenever I find a top I like, I always go back and get a second one in a different color.
The others stare at Penny.
Which I hope is not the case with your baby.
I know you guys are freaked out, but you're great parents. And if you ever need help, we are here for you.
Yeah, anything at all. Just ask.
Well, you know what you could do? You could have a baby, too.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, that's a great idea. We could go through it together. Wouldn't that be fun?
You guys were just saying how freaked out and miserable you are.
I say a lot of crazy things. I'm pregnant and hormonal. Do it. Have a baby. Do it.
Come on. It'd be so cute. Our kids playing together. What do you say? Why don't you two hit the old mattress and whip up a family?
Okay. We're not going to have a baby just to make you guys feel better.
Yeah. If we're going to have a baby, it's going to be when we are ready or when I'm certain Penny is going to leave
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Leonard takes Penny's hand and kisses it. At the comic book store.
They're my friends, and I should be happy for them. And I'm trying, but all I feel is this gnawing, empty sensation in my gut.
I had that once. Turned out it was a tapeworm.
Cool. It's just... it's hard talking to my other friends about this, but I knew you'd understand.
Why is that?
Because you and I are both alone, which is actually kind of comforting, because at least we can be alone together.
This is awkward. I was actually going to close up a little early tonight because I have a date.
Really?
Yeah.
Forgive me if I'm having trouble being happy for you.
Don't be silly. I'm loving your pain.
In Amy's bathroom, Sheldon video chats on his laptop.
Is this how our marriage is going to be? Sometimes people will be more interested in talking to her than to me.
Are you sitting in a bathroom?
Yes. I needed a place to storm off to, and it was all that was available.
Fine. But if I hear a flush, this conversation is over.
Those people were in the presence of a world-class mind, and all they wanted to talk about was their own nonsense.
Can you see the irony in that statement? How about now?
Sheldon shifts slightly.
How about now?
He stares off thoughtfully.
I'll wait.
Penny arrives home.
Oh, surprise!
Oh, crap. Is it our anniversary?
No, wait.
Leonard holds a cake.
No.
All right, so what are we celebrating?
Well, Bernadette and Howard are pregnant again. Amy and Sheldon are getting married. I didn't want you to feel left out.
Left out? Bernadette has to grow a baby inside of her, and Amy has to marry one. My life is great!
So do you not want the cake?
Try and take it away, see what happens.
Penny turns away with the cake. Leonard checks his phone.
Oh, crap, it is our anniversary.
Icing covers Penny's mouth and nose. At Amy's apartment, Sheldon exits the bathroom.
Amy, there's something I need to say to you.
I'm listening.
I've been thinking about the Avengers.
I believe that. I don't think that's something you needed to say to me.
I realized that Iron Man is great. And also that Captain America is great. And sometimes Iron Man is in a Captain America movie. And he's not mad it's not an Iron Man movie. You know, he can fly in, give the audience a thrill, and then fly away. And that should have been me tonight. I should have been the delightful cameo in your movie.
Thank you, Sheldon.
But instead, I was like the Hulk.
Okay, please stop talking about the Avengers.
Anyway, I'm proud of you, and I'm going to try to do a better job of sharing the spotlight, because we're a team, no? Much like the Dodgers. If they had superpowers and fought crime, and Thor was in them.
Sheldon, I know this isn't easy, but you'll have a whole lifetime to practice.
It could take that long. I'm really bad at it.
Sheldon moves closer and they hug.
No, maybe I should start right now and go back to Pasadena and let you have this experience to yourself.
You just want to go back because that's where everybody makes a fuss over you. You
know, your colleagues are right. You are brilliant.
Sheldon and Amy share a peck on the lips. 3 months later.
Hello.
Hey,
welcome back.
Oh, let me see the ring. Ooh, nice.
Hey, her eyes are up there.
Amy spots Ramona at another table.
Is that the woman who kissed Sheldon?
Could be.
Hard to say. Tell us about Princeton.
Excuse me for a minute.
No, we'll catch up later.
This is going to be the biggest smackdown since my Aunt Nupur showed up at the family reunion wearing the same sari as my cousin Shruti.
Amy approaches Ramona.
Dr. Nowitzki?
Oh, Dr. Fowler. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amy hugs her. Executive producer Chuck Lorre.